from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs affirms its commitment to monitor Syria's situation and evacuate Indonesian citizens. Indonesian government officially sets 12% VAT starting January 1, 2025. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government through Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs is committed to continuing to closely monitor the development of the situation in Syria. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat, at a press briefing on Monday pointed out the Indonesian government also continues to encourage all parties in Syria to immediately stop violence, respect the ceasefire, and comply with various relevant UN Security Council resolutions related to the conflict in Syria.
Indonesia selalu mendorong penyelesaian politik yang bersifat inklusif.
Indonesia always encourages a political settlement that is inclusive, involving all stakeholders in Syria, and continues to respect the sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity of Syria. The Indonesian government has also, on several previous occasions, even before the current developments, always emphasized that the resolution of the conflict in Syria can only be done when it is based on a political dialogue platform that is inclusive, transparent, and Syrian-led, Syrian-owned. We also continue to support the United Nations initiative to continue to revive peace talks in Syria. Furthermore, the Indonesian government and Indonesian embassy Damascus keep on monitoring security in Syria, including Israel's attack in many areas and Defense One alert for the Indonesian citizens. Until now, the government has carried out 2 second evacuations with 65 Indonesian citizens to bring back to Indonesia. Then the government also prepares the 3rd evacuation for 83 Indonesian citizens. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs urges Indonesian citizens in Syria to immediately make a report through the hotline of the Indonesian Embassy in Damascus and ask for the active role of families in Indonesia to assist in reporting, considering that the majority of Indonesian citizens in Syria are domestic migrant workers whose departures are often not officially recorded. Still from spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat, at a press briefing on Monday explained, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto will attend the D8 summit, which takes place in Cairo, Egypt, on December 17 to the 19, 2024. Roy further said the 8th summit is a forum for development and economic cooperation consisting of 8 member countries, namely Bangladesh, Indonesia, Iran, Malaysia, Egypt, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Turkey.
Bapak Presiden sudah dijadwalkan akan menghadiri
the President is scheduled to attend the 8th summit, which will take place in Cairo from December 17 to the 19th. The 8th summit has an important significance because besides being a regular meeting of the D8 organization, there will be a handover of chairmanship from Egypt to Indonesia, in which Indonesia will become chairman of the D8 organization for the 2026-2027 period, which will begin its chairmanship period on January 1st.
2026-2027 yang nanti akan dimulai masa keketuaannya pada tanggal 1 Januari 2026.
Moreover, Roliansyah also explained it is time cooperation under the 8 framework is increasingly significant, especially when countries from the Global South seek to strengthen collaboration in the economic field. Roliansyah considered the presence of President Prabowo Subianto in the summit is important so that the 8 countries can make a positive contribution to fully boost economic cooperation while not forgetting the humanitarian situation that is happening in Gaza and Palestine. The Indonesian government officially set an increase in the value-added tax or VAT rate to 12% starting January 1, 2025. That was said by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, in the press conference of the economic policy package in Jakarta on Monday. Nevertheless, for goods and services that are strategic, the government will continue to provide facilities for exemption from the imposition of VAT. According to Airlangga, the government will provide facilities by exempting VAT for some basic necessities and essential goods. The last national news is from the Indonesian government, which has prepared 2,794 posts to secure people's movement during the upcoming Christmas and New Year holidays. The National Police or Polri Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo on Monday said Indonesian National Armed Forces, National Police, and stakeholders will collaborate. He informed that the posts comprise security posts, service posts, and integrated posts. They will secure 61,452 locations, including churches, malls, terminals, stations, ports, airports, tourist attractions, and New Year celebration venues. Now we move to the international news. South Korean prosecutors on Tuesday told impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol to appear by the weekend for questioning over his failed martial law bid or face possible arrest, Yonhap News Agency said. Yoon, suspended from office by parliament on Saturday, is being investigated over alleged insurrection by both South Korean prosecutors and a joint team of police, defense ministry, and anti-corruption investigators. Yoon was removed by South Korea's parliament on Saturday over his short-lived attempt to suspend civilian rule, which plunged the country into its worst political turmoil in years. Fresh elections must be held within 2 months if his removal is upheld by the Constitutional Court. Ousted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad broke his silence on Monday after fleeing Syria, saying in a statement he only left once Damascus had fallen and denounced the country's new leaders as terrorists. As reported by CNA.com, Assad fled to Russia just over a week ago as a lightning offensive spearheaded by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham wrested from his controlled city after city until the rebels reached the Syrian capital. We end the news with German insurer Allianz announced on Monday that it has withdrawn its offer to acquire a majority stake in Income Insurance after the Singapore government raised concerns about their proposed transaction. As quoted by CNA.com, under the proposed deal, Allianz would have acquired a 51% stake in Income for about $1.6 billion. NTUC Enterprise, the parent company of Income, said at a time that it would remain a substantial shareholder if the sale went through. However, the arrangement triggered a public outcry over whether Income would be able to continue its social mission. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is about preparation for the Christmas 2024 and New Year 2025 holidays. Christmas and New Year are widely celebrated even in many countries, including Indonesia. Like other major holidays, the public eagerly awaits the Christmas and New Year holidays as a time to celebrate and take advantage for them by traveling or returning to their hometowns. The Indonesian National Police, Polri, predicts that vehicle traveling home and public activities will be busier than in previous years, it is estimated that around 110 million people in Indonesia will travel for the year-end holidays. Therefore, preparations should be made before the holidays, including security and transportation, as well as the availability of essential goods and fuel. We will lead a cross-sectoral meeting to prepare security for the Christmas and New Year holidays. The Chief of the Indonesian National Police General, Listio Sigit Prabowo, said that the meeting aims to provide good security not only for travelers, but also for Christmas services and New Year activities. He also assured that the police and relevant stakeholders are ready to secure and provide maximum service to the public. Preparation for Christmas and New Year holidays were also discussed in a meeting led by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, attended by several ministers from his red and white cabinet at the presidential office in Jakarta on Monday. The president emphasized the importance of ensuring the public can celebrate this major holiday safely, comfortably, and joyfully. The preparation meeting is one of the governance steps to ensure smooth Christmas and New Year celebrations, particularly in facing potential increases in public mobility, logistic needs, and security. With the step being taken, Christmas and New Year celebration are hoped to be safe, comfortable, and conducive. That was commentary. We begin today in history with December 17, 2011, when the North Korean leader Kim Jong-il passed away. Kim Jong-il started serving as the supreme leader of North Korea in 1994. He succeeded his father, Kim Il-sung, who had led North Korea since 1948. Kim Jong-il passed away on December 17, 2011, during a train journey. The 69-year-old leader died from physical and mental exhaustion due to overworking. He was buried at the Kumsusan Memorial Palace in Pyongyang. Kim Jong-il was then succeeded by his son, Kim Jong-un, who continues to lead North Korea to this day. Let's move to December 17, 2014, when United States and Cuba re-established diplomatic relations. The United States and Cuba agreed to re-establish diplomatic relations after being cut off for over 50 years. President Barack Obama called for an end to the economic embargo against the United States' longtime adversary from the Cold War era. President Obama and President Raul Castro announced the improvement of relations through simultaneous television speeches on December 17, 2014. Canada and the Vatican acted as mediators in the agreement between the two countries. We end today's story with Bhutan's National Day. Bhutan's National Day has been commemorated with great enthusiasm in Bhutan every December 17 since 1907. This event commemorates the coronation of Bhutan's first king, Ujin Wangchuk, as the first Druk Yalpo. That's why his statue is carried in a procession during each commemoration. The title Druk Yalpo is the official title for the head of state of Bhutan, which means Dragon King in the Dzongkha language. That's today in history.
Mentari pagi beri salam lagi, suara burungku sambut hari berganti. Bob Marley masih bernyanyi, don't worry, oh yeah. Jalani semua dengan apa adanya, biarlah waktu bicara bahwa takdirnya. Yo, kita lapangkan dada, semudah mungkin, gak perlu disesali, bikin saja happy, mengalir, nikmati, jangan bebani hati. Yo, kita nyanyi bersama,
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My Indonesia Today is on Ministry of Finance says Indonesia gives more VAT incentives than Vietnam. Head of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, said Indonesia provides more value-added tax or VAT incentives compared to Vietnam. His statement was in response to criticism about Indonesia increasing VAT rates when Vietnam lowered them. Reporting from Antara, Febrio Kacaribu at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs Office Jakarta Monday explained that VAT in Vietnam is very limited in its exemption. VAT incentives in Indonesia are much greater than those given by Vietnam. He gave an example of Indonesia providing tax exemption or 0% of VAT rate for staple foods such as rice, broiled chicken, beef, various fish, chicken eggs, and others. Meanwhile, the incentive given by Vietnam for staple foods is a reduction in VAT to only 5%. The government has officially set a 12% increase in the VAT rate starting January 1, 2025, in line with Law No. 7 of 2021 concerning harmonization of tax regulations. However, the government also continues to provide facilities for exemption from VAT imposition. The tax incentives provided by the government for VAT exemption in 2025 are projected to reach 265.5 trillion rupiah for food ingredients, micro, small, medium enterprises, transportation, education and health services, finance and insurance, automotive and property, electricity and water free zones, and religious and social services. Meanwhile, goods and services included in the premium category are targeted for a 12% VAT rate, which includes premium foodstuffs, examples, Wagyu and salmon, premium education services, premium medical health services, and electricity for premium household customers. Febrio Kacaribu ensures that the government protects poor and vulnerable. Meanwhile, people who are able to pay adjusted to laws and regulations. The government will provide the principle of justice. That was my Indonesia Today.
Kita harus bicara. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder informs you about porridge, a common meal for Indonesians in the morning. There are chicken porridge, Manado porridge from North Sulawesi, green bean porridge, sumsum sweet coconut rice porridge, and many others. If you're looking for a breakfast menu while in Solo and Yogyakarta, try enjoying a porridge variant called bubur or jenang lemu. This traditional porridge has a unique flavor with cultural values. Jenang lemu is a specialty of the people of Solo and Yogyakarta. The porridge is made from a mixture of rice and water. It is served with side dishes. Solo and Yogyakarta regions usually have slight differences in the side dishes. In Solo, the porridge is usually served with chicken or egg curry, sambal krecek or spicy kettle skin stew, and sambal tumpang, a popular processed sauce from Central and East Java. While in Yogyakarta, this porridge is served with eggs, tempeh, tofu, and yellow coconut milk. Listener, lemu porridge is full of cultural values. Anyone can eat the traditional food. The ingredients used to make this porridge are easy to find anywhere. In Yogyakarta, there is also a tradition that serves lemu porridge. The event is known as Jenang Lemu Tradition. This tradition is still practiced by people in Pleret, Bantul, as a form of gratitude for the birth of a child in the family. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Jalan kita masih panjang, masih ada.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Titik Nol Nusantara. Titik Nol Nusantara,
which means Nusantara Point Zero. You will listen to a monologue about
Suhu udara,
which means temperature. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, on his trip in Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Chris was describing the environment around the point zero of Nusantara capital city in North Penajampasar in his vlog using vocabulary related to temperature.
Saya sudah berada di titik nol Nusantara. Ini adalah pusat ibu kota Indonesia yang baru. Saat ini siang hari, panas sekali. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic,
Suhu udara,
which means temperature. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me.
Sekarang,
which means now.
Suhu udara,
which means temperature.
Di sini,
which means here.
34 derajat Celsius,
which means 34 degrees Celsius.
Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
Which means now the temperature here is 34 degrees Celsius.
Saya,
which means I.
Titik nol Nusantara,
which means Nusantara point zero.
Pusat,
which means center.
Ibu kota negara,
which means capital city.
Saat ini,
which means now.
Siang hari,
which means noon.
Panas sekali,
which means very hot. Lanjut musik. In this monologue, you will listen to the expressions.
Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
Which means now the temperature here is 34 degrees Celsius. There is an expression
Suhu udara,
which means temperature. The expressions
suhu udara suhu udara,
which means temperature. In the expression was used by Chris to describe the conditions in the surrounding environment to the audience of his vlog by using vocabulary related to weather. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples of describing environment.
Hujan, hujan,
which means rain.
Di kota saya, hujan turun setiap hari. Di kota saya, hujan turun setiap hari.
Which means in my city, rain falls every day.
Mendung, mendung,
which means cloudy.
Langit Balikpapan pagi ini mendung. Langit Balikpapan pagi ini mendung.
Which means the sky of Balikpapan is cloudy this morning. For your information, Celsius is used to measure temperature in Indonesia. Besides Celsius, Indonesia uses a metric system for measurement like meter and gram.
Saya sudah berada di titik nol Nusantara. Ini adalah pusat ibu kota Indonesia yang baru. Saat ini siang hari, panas sekali. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
Listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
suhu udara. Suhu udara,
which means temperature. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Goodbye.
Sampai jumpa.
Papa mungkin seminggu di Bali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. The song lyrics Dayang Pelangi were created by Zuhdi Tamhudi. The lyrics come from Jambi folklore, Dayang Pelangi. The song tells the love story of Dayang Pelangi, a beautiful woman from Jambi and the king of China. Dayang Pelangi's beauty attracts several young men, making them fall in love. However, Dayang Pelangi's love is for the king of China. They go through hard things, including having to separate due to misunderstanding. But finally, they can live together forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. Enjoy the song.
Oh.
of Indonesia.